Blog Talk Radio.
You can't hear me okay?
No, I'm talking about when Mary said, "We doing okay?" That didn't sound too okay, did it?
No, it sounded like she was mad.
Yeah.
You mad, Mary?
Yeah.
Why are you mad, Sister Mary?
Long story, brother.
Huh?
It's a long story. I'll text you.
Okay. All right. Amen. Yeah, text me or call me, either one. All right. concerning. All right. It's been a minute since we've done spiritual wellness, and so went out to the site, and I'm just going to share my screen this morning. We're going to do our statement of faith. And we'll go ahead and get started. I think I slept like a rock last night. Woke up at like 7:43. Enough time to schedule this and send out.
Peace.
All right. Good morning, Sister LaGracia. All right. She's already on mute. Okay. Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had this. As I said, I was sleeping like a rock, woke up at like 7:43 this morning, hadn't scheduled this yet. So ran downstairs and scheduled the program. We're going to be talking today about the land of Ham. The land of Ham. And I'm going to share my screen with everyone. I haven't previously reviewed this, so I can't tell you what is going to be said in this one. So I haven't, I haven't pre-screened it to make sure that it is that I agree with what he says or anything like that. So we'll be doing it together. If you check your screens right now, you should have the screen share on. Are you guys able to get that?
I have it.
Okay, amen. Thank you. Sister Denise, Sister Mary?
Yes, I have it.
All right, thank you. And I'm going to take it that Sister Mary has it. Because she's on mute. Okay. All right. So let me bring up my other computer to make sure I'm showing the correct screen. Give me 1 second. Let me log on to the site. Okay. Okay. Yes, right. Right. Okay, I'm getting an echo from somewhere. Oh, let me just close that down. Okay, let's go ahead and do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ or Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us give Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We got us all through the night. Hallelujah. And we just glorify you. We thank you. We lift you up. We magnify you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms. For the Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. On my screen, you should be looking at the Black History in the Bible website, correct?
Yeah, but it's down, so I can't see.
You have to pull it up.
Oh. See, when I pull it up, when I ain't supposed to pull it up.
Yeah, you have to pull this up. When it's my screen, yeah, that's gonna sound funny too. But when we are not doing screen sharing, then we're all looking at the same screen, and you can't touch that screen because it since I gave you guys administrative rights, then you're able to affect the screen just like I am. So in order for me to stop that, I would have to take the rights from you. And when I said that, you guys said, no, don't do that. So I haven't done it.
Right.
All right. So everybody should have the screen up. And we're looking at where is the land of Ham in the Bible. Now, according to this, and I'll try to make this larger. Did that get larger on your screen?
Yes, it did.
Okay. According to this, the land of Ham is an Old Testament term used to refer to Egypt and possibly other Hamite territory. These areas are where Israel took wives from to start their families and continue to do so throughout the scripture. Now, as I've said before, Israel has never been 100% Shemite, because Judah and a couple of the other sons, even Abraham, he had a Canaanite wife, but Israel didn't come out of the Canaanite wife. Who was the Canaanite wife? You're kind of low, too, Sister Denise.
Can you hear me better now?
I can. Did you come back to the computer?
No, I turned up the volume.
Okay. Do you know who Abraham's Canaanite wives were?
No.
Okay. Hagar was a Canaanite. She was a what? Egyptian?
Mm-hmm.
And she became his wife. And then he had a wife after Sarah died named who? Keturah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
She was a Canaanite. Then some of the sons married Canaanite, Hamite women. Okay, not Shemite, but Hamite, like Judah and so forth. I forget who all did, but a couple of them did. Then when the Most High brought Israel into Israel, into the promised land, they had a battle with the Moabites, right? Mm-hmm. And they killed all the males. They killed all of the females that had been married before and had children. They killed all of the male children. And they kept the women who had not been married and took them for what? Wives.
Wives.
And these Moabites are, what were they? They're Canaanites. Or were the Moabites the descendants of Lot? Let me look that up.
I'll look that up too. Check this
out. Okay. All right, so let me pull up my Bible. And let me look up Moabite. Might have to look at Moab. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the Moabites are the children of Lot and his daughter. And he's actually the son of the firstborn daughter. No, yeah, the firstborn bear son, yeah. Called his name Moab. So they're actually, the Moabites weren't actually what? Hamites? They were inbred, what do you call them? Shemite. Okay, so according to the site, the land of Ham is an Old Testament term used to refer to Egypt and possibly other Hamite territory. These areas are where Israel took wives from to start their families and continue to do so throughout Scripture. So it's showing you the continent of Africa and where Egypt is at on that. Now, he didn't actually give any scriptural reference as to that being the case. So let's see. He has a video here. We're just going to watch this video. And if you're able to see that video, let me know.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dante Fortson here with another episode of Go Ask a Christian. Today, we're going to be talking about the land of Ham.
Yes, I can see
but
it.
Before that, okay. If you want to support, go to patreon.com/Dante Fortson. The patrons over there, they know about the new channel. If you guys are interested in crypto and real estate and stock investing, stuff like that, information is free on the new channel. I'm going to be announcing that soon, but the patrons are getting exclusive stuff, not charging for anything over there, not charging to join any programs, anything like that. So if you guys are interested in learning about that stuff on the new channel and getting exclusive patron-only content, go to patreon.com/DanteFortune. And if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine as well. If you want to support via Cash App, you can do so with #BHITB. The PayPal link is in the description. And you are welcome to support via Super Chat and crypto as well. All right, today's episode of Go Ask a Christian is brought to you by undeniable full-color evidence of black Israelites in the Bible. If you're tired of debating people, you're tired of them lying and saying you're taking it out of context and that's not what it means and, you know, all that nonsense that they say when they don't want to talk about black history, go ahead and show them the pictures. The pictures speak for themselves. If you want to know the history, check out the Black Hebrew Awakening, the final 400 years of slaves in America. See what that's all about. See what historical sources we use.
Microphone.
And then ask
muted.
Yourself why the so-called Christian
muted?
Church, I don't believe
no,
in Christ, many of them, not all
oh,
of them.
Okay.
I don't believe many of them are. But ask yourself why they won't tell you the truth about our history and why every time we start talking about our history, they want to shut it down and talk about something else. And yet when Europeans talk about their history, they don't want to shut that down and talk about anything else. So anyway, check out those two books. They're available on Amazon.com. Kindle format, paperback, and also Barnes & Noble and a bunch of other digital sites if you prefer to read digital. All right, go ahead and put your thumbs up if you've not already done so. Go ahead and click that subscribe button if you haven't already done so. And if you have, click the notification bell so you don't miss any of these. I have a bunch more of these coming. We need to start asking these people questions. And make sure you share these videos. It's real quick. Just click the share button. You can click Facebook, Twitter, text message, you can share it all kind of places. Takes a second. Share the videos, please, if you enjoy them. All right, so for those that don't know what Go Ask a Christian is all about, it's time that they start answering some questions that don't make sense about their doctrine and what they teach according to the Bible. And so we just look at things that are very obvious and common sense, and we want to ask them questions. You'll find one thing about a cult is a cult doesn't want to answer questions. They don't want to talk about certain stuff. They want to shut down conversations or they want to have backroom meetings because they say the information isn't for everybody. Y'all are here. Just listen long enough. This information isn't for everybody. We can't talk about this in public. They don't want to talk about it in public because they are a cult. And what cults do is when you don't believe what they want you to believe, they will outcast you. You guys have seen it. But anyway, so check it out. Today we're going to be talking about the land of Ham. And I find this to be an interesting thing because if you guys have been following what's been going on back and forth between the UA community and the Israelite community, you will find that there have been a bunch of lies intentionally spread by the UA community. For example, one specific liar will say that, well, we don't have any Middle Eastern DNA, so we can't possibly be Israel because there's no way we have any Middle Eastern connections. And I'm going to show you today something interesting because that person calls himself a big Hamite, even though he's a big Shemite. We saw that from his DNA reveal. But he calls himself a big Hamite. And there's another one that calls himself a Cushite. So today we're going to look and see if there's any connection between Ham and Cush and the Middle East. And I'm going to be doing a separate study on Cush specifically and Cush's ties to the Middle East. But today is about Ham's descendants in general. So the first verse we're going to look at comes from Psalms 105:23. It says, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Now, anybody with a map and an internet connection and hopefully some common sense knows that Egypt is in Africa, the place that they tell black people, go back to Africa, go back to Africa. You never heard them tell a white person, go back to Africa. And yet today we're going to see that they try to sell us that white people were inhabiting Africa. So the land of Ham, and why is it called that? Because Hamites, black people, and not all black people come from Ham, I'll show you that today, not all black people come from Ham. So Hamites dwelled in Egypt. This is important because I believe God foresees all of this nonsense coming from these liars. And so he put stuff in there to give us clues that these people are lying. So when they tell you that, oh, well, Egyptians weren't black, they were light-skinned Arab Middle Eastern, no, that's post-Greek, Roman, and Arab invasion. That's what they look like after they were raped and mixed into those populations through conquering, not what they look like before. So they'll try to tell you that these people always looked that way, and that's just simply not true. But then they'll tell you that Ham was black, And so we have a contradiction there when the Bible tells us that Egypt is the land of Ham, and they're saying that Ham is black people, and then they're trying to tell us, oh, except for these over here, these Hamites weren't black. These Hamites look different. They were Middle Eastern, and yet they come from Ham, just like Cush does. It says, he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham, Psalms 105, 26 through 27. Again, talking about Egypt. Same chapter, three different verses in reference to Egypt specifically being the land of Ham. So why is it that they don't drive this point home in the so-called Christian church? Now, when they tell you to support Israel and send your money over there to them other people, they'll sure mention all the Bible stuff then, but when it comes to talking about black people in the Bible, they don't want to have any mention of any black people at all whatsoever. They don't want to emphasize that, and there's a reason why. And some of you know that reason why. So now, in 1 Chronicles 4, 39 through 40, it says the following. Now, this is important because this blows out the claim that there were no black people in the Middle East, and in order for you to claim any kind of Middle Eastern connection, you have to be black. You can't be black. You have to have Middle Eastern DNA, so to speak. But the fact is, both Hamites and Israelites can claim Middle Eastern connection, and we see that right here in First Chronicles. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flock, and they found fat pasture and good. And the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. Who dwelt there? They of Ham. Now, Gedor is located right here, which is in Israel, as you can see on this. I didn't make this map. If you Google Gedor, G-E-D-O-R, you will get maps. And the maps will show you that Gedor is located in the land of Israel, or what we call the land of Israel today. I know some of you don't believe that's the land of Israel, and that's fine. But the fact is, what we call the land of Israel today, the majority of people, this is where Gedor is said to have been located. So how is it that you have some of these so-called Christians telling you that, oh, you can't possibly have any Middle Eastern connection? Well, it doesn't matter if you think I'm Hamite. Hamites have a Middle Eastern connection, clearly, from the Bible. And according to the Bible, Israelites were mistaken for Hamites. So how can somebody who doesn't know me personally, they don't know anything about my family history, how can they look at the Bible where it tells you Ham dwelt in the Middle East, and it tells you Israelites were mistaken for Hamites, how can you tell whether or not people that look like me are from Ham or they're from the line of Israel, or the line of Shem? They can't tell you that. This is how we know it's about race with them. Because they don't look at a Ashkenazi and say, oh, well, you're definitely not the people of the book. But they will look at a black person not knowing anything about you. They don't know your family history. They don't know anything about you and say, well, you definitely can't be Israel. How do they know that? How can they make that statement? They're basing it 100% on skin color and then trying to tell us that we make it about skin color. They're trying to convince the world that we're the ones making it about skin color. Meanwhile, they're using our skin color to discriminate against us and say that we're not Israel. See, the devil, serpent, was more subtle than any creature in the garden. That's how these people operate. And that's important to understand if you're a black Christian on the fence. Start paying attention to how these people operate. Listen to what they're telling you, and then read the words in the book. Grab maps, grab history books, and check whether or not what they're telling you is the truth. The book says the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So why aren't these people about the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help them God? So now, I showed this map on, I believe, the last episode, and this map is very accurate in the sense that it shows where Hamites settled, and it shows where Shemites settled, and Shemites being the descendants of Shem, and we know that Israel comes from the line of Shem. So we know that the land of Ham is here. We know that Ham had sons, Put, Cush, Mizraim, which is Egypt, and Canaan. But we also know from Scripture that the Cushites didn't just settle this way. The Cushites came all up and around here, established Nineveh and Shinar and Babel, this whole area of the Middle East. So now when you hear this person who claims to be a Christian believer yelling out he's a Cushite, and then you hear another one, the con man, the big Semites, telling you that, well, you can't be Israelite because you have no connection to the Middle East. They need to explain to you that the Bible tells us that Cushites established the Middle East. The first world was under a Cushite, the first one world government, as some people call it, empire, rulership, was under a Cushite named Nimrod. It says, and Cush begat Nimrod. Who? Cush. Cush is the son of Ham. So wait, Nimrod was a black man? I mean, that's the only conclusion if you're going to tell us that Hamites are black, all Hamites are black. Big Hamite over there. So there's no way around this. Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth, and he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. That's the Middle East. And Erech, and Akkad, and Calna, in the land of Shinar. Y'all go do some research on the land of Shinar. That is the whole, what they call the Middle East. This is really North Africa or Northeast Africa. This is all part of Africa. And in fact, if you look up some of the maps, you will see that this is acknowledged on some maps as being part of Africa. This right here is the Sinai. All this right here where it says Canaan, you know, the descendants of Ham, where Israel is from or lived or moved to, however you want to phrase it. This is where Israel was, right here in Hamite territory. Abraham was called up out of Ur in this area, Cushite land, and then he traveled from Cushite land to Canaanite land into Egyptian land, and then it says he went south. So this way is north. Oh, let me go back. This way up is north. Over here to the right is east. Down is south, and to the left is west. So if he's in Egypt and he travels south before he goes into Canaan, it means he's traveling further in the Hamite territory. And we're going to do a separate study on Abraham and talk about his black kids, because Abraham did indeed 100% have black kids. Because we know Abraham's servant Hagar, or Sarah's servant Hagar, was an Egyptian, a Hamite. And he had Ishmael with her, and Ishmael was blessed. But we'll come back to that on a different note. So right here, we know that there is Cushite ties to the Middle East. There are Hamite ties all through the Middle East, and yet they're telling us there's no way we could be possibly Israel, even though Israelites were mistaken for Hamites all throughout Scripture. We have Joseph. His brothers couldn't tell him apart from the other Egyptians. We have Moses, who helped the girls. We'll read about that in a second. They couldn't tell Moses apart from the Egyptians. When Jacob died and they went to mourn his death, they thought the people were Egyptians. The Canaanites thought they were Egyptians. When Paul...
Let's pause that there for a minute. And if I can be heard, let me know.
Yeah, you can be heard.
All right. He just said that Moses couldn't be told apart. All right, thank you. He just said that Moses couldn't be told apart from the Egyptians, right? Anybody hear him say that? Hello. Mr. Denise, I think you muted yourself. You are. All right, Mr. Denise.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I didn't hear anything. Like I said, it was on mute.
The video was on mute?
I didn't hear anything.
Is anybody else able to hear the video?
I thought you were still working on it.
It's been playing. So is anybody else able to hear the video, yes or no?
No, I couldn't hear it either.
Okay, what about you, Sister Lorraine? Could you hear it? Okay. But you can hear me talking right now.
Yeah.
is taken into custody.
Can you hear that?
He's mistaken for an Egyptian Hamite. They're not mistaken.
Can you hear that right there?
No.
How is it that you can't hear what's coming out my speaker, but you can hear me talking through the mic? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
That is weird. Hold on a second.
For Europeans or descendants of Japheth or anybody else, they're specifically mistaken for Hamites.
Okay, so you couldn't just hear that?
No.
But you can hear me talking. That makes absolutely no sense. Okay, let me do this.
And yet, this is the nonsense we're fed right here. Charlton Heston. This is supposed to be Moses, fresh out of Africa.
Could you hear that?
No.
What the heck?
It's over here on this side. It's saying, speaker is on mute. That's why I asked you, should I try to take it off mute? You said no.
Speaker is on mute where? I'm not seeing anything that says speaker is on mute.
On the bottom. It said microphone is muted.
But it can't be my microphone because you're talking to me.
And I don't know
who microphone it is. And can't be my speaker because, well, I don't know if it can't be my speaker. Well, no, it couldn't be my speaker. My speaker is working on my end. What I'm not understanding is I have sound coming out of my speaker. You can hear me talking, but you can't hear what's coming out the speaker. That doesn't
right.
make sense. That makes no sense at all. Okay, let me do this. So we're going to have to play around for a minute because speaker's at 87%. I'm going to hit play on this video.
Africa.
The video,
Moses,
the video is talking.
From Africa because he was raised in an African household, a.k.a. Egyptian household. He was.
But you can't hear the video playing.
No. Not here, huh? It's a music.
That's somebody.
Not here, huh?
That's somebody's that's somebody else.
Hold on 1 minute. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I just muted my speaker, and you can hear me now, right? Sister Denise, are you able to hear me? Sister Lorraine? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Am I able to be heard? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. All right, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you.
Okay. I kept saying test about 9 times. Nobody replied, so I thought I couldn't be heard.
Well, you only said about 2-3 times to be heard.
Okay. So you can hear me now?
Now you're not. I can't hear nothing if you're speaking.
Can you hear me now? Hello? All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I don't know what's going on with this. So let me do this.
Given an African name.
Can you hear that?
The daughter of Pharaoh.
Could you just hear that?
I hear you. Nope, I didn't hear that.
Named Moses. That wasn't an Israelite name. He was named Moses.
So you cannot hear that?
No.
Why is it muting out? How is it my speaker is not picking up? How is my mic is not picking up that speaker playing, but you can hear me talking? That is making no sense to me.
My mic is up.
Yeah, I can hear you talking. And you can hear me talking.
Right.
But if I play this video, for whatever the resound from the video is not coming, is not going through my mic. It's coming out my speaker.
Because
so
it's saying microphone. On the bottom of it, saying, it was saying microphone is muted.
But you shouldn't be able to hear me talk if my microphone is muted.
Oh, I don't know.
So I don't even see at the bottom where you're seeing that you're saying that the microphone is muted. I don't see that on my screen.
Oh, it's on mine. It's on mine. Microphone is muted.
And you're not sharing any longer. You know that?
Right. I know I'm not sharing.
Okay.
So if I'm playing something, well, you know what? Let me do this. Because this is just weird. There's no way you should be able to hear me talking if my microphone is muted. And you should be able to hear any sound that goes on in this room because it should be going through my mic. Let me let this finish loading. Technology, gotta love it.
Yeah. It's good when it works.
Yeah, when it don't, it's a big hassle.
I know, it's a headache, because you're trying to figure out why it's not working, doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Right. You couldn't just hear music.
Yeah.
You couldn't
hear. I heard music.
Well, why is it that y'all can't hear this video then?
Moses by an Egyptian. He was trained in all.
You can't hear that.
No.
That is weird. Good grief. Okay. So let's do this. You guys got the link for the Black History site?
No, give it to me again.
Okay, how y'all keep losing this stuff?
I didn't lose, I didn't never have it.
How you never had it? I sent it to you twice.
Oh, well, I didn't fill it up.
I'm going to email it to you because you can't get it. You can't copy and paste from in here, I don't think. Let's see if you can. I don't think you can. I'm going to put it in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, do you see it in the chat there?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Let me see if we're able to copy from there. Yeah, you should be able to copy it from there.
Okay, see it?
So if you highlight it and right-click on it and say copy, then you can open up another browser tab.
Mm-hmm.
and paste it into the, don't paste it into the search, paste it into the actual URL link, and it should come up.
Okay, I'll go copy it and paste.
That is just weird.
Take that out of here. Mm-hmm. I made it. And then copy.
All right, I just emailed everybody the link also.
Okay. Let me try that.
That makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm going to turn off the speaker. I won't be able to hear you, but I'm going to turn off the speaker. And I'm going to turn it back on. I just want to see if my... So I think the speaker has a mic in it too. Let me see what I'm talking through. So I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna come back on. You let me know if you heard me, okay?
All right.
Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Can I be heard? All right. Were you able to hear me?
Yes, I can.
Were you able to hear me? Did you hear me say test 1, 2, 3?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So it's not coming through the speaker. Which is, I don't know. I'm not understanding that.
It's just a handbook.
Right, that's the handbook. You gotta go click down in it.
Okay.
Go down, click into the handbook, and then go down on the left-hand side on, what is it called? Questions about the Bible.
The Old Testament. The New Testament. Oh, the gospel, the history, the
Now, if you're on that site, then if you come over to, you clicked on the handbook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it should say sections about section one, defending your position. It should say table of contents.
Yes.
If you scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Like most recent version, it says introduction.
Questions. Mostly, yep.
And you see section two questions for the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You click that.
Okay. This section is designed for your challenge in the opposition with the tough questions. And questions about the Bible. What was the mixed multitude that left Egypt? Is that where we at? No, we at where Ham?
Where's the land of Ham in the Bible?
Okay. Okay, I got you. Download and open. Okay, convert your PDF to any format.
Now, what are you downloading? Where's the land?
This one came up.
You must have clicked on that. You must have clicked on Ham.
I did.
No, just click on that on the gray part. It'll show you an actual map of Egypt, of Africa with Egypt in it.
Okay. All right.
And you should be able to see the land of Egypt. You should see a video up under that.
Okay. Now I'm going in because I had to go back. And I went back and I'm in here. Section two, questions for the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
And I click on that. And then, okay, on the gray part. Okay. Okay, yep, I got it.
And then when you scroll down, you'll have a video up under that. You have a video that says the land of Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask a Christian.
Yes.
Okay, that's the video that I was watching. Play it on your end. Let me see if I hear the sound coming through your mic.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yep, I can hear that.
Dante Watson here with another episode of Go Ask a Christian. Today we're going to be talking about the land of Ham.
So yeah, I could hear that.
Oh,
but
okay.
When I do that, you can't hear it.
Right, I couldn't hear it.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, let me see if anybody else is able to find that map.
I was on mute, Brother Miles. I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay. Yeah, check your email. I sent you an email with the link to that, to the site.
Okay. Okay, this one is.
Okay.
I got it, but I'm going to have to put you back on mute.
Okay, don't worry. You can put it on mute.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3 for Sister Lorraine. Sister Lorraine, let me know if you can, if you are able to hear my voice. Checking. Check, Sister Lorraine. Check. Are you able to hear me? Sister Lorraine, are you able to hear? Because if you're talking, I can't hear you. Thank you. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you, Brother Miles.
Right, you seem to be, you and Sister Mary seem to be able to. Sister Lorraine says she can't hear.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear?
Hello, is anyone there? Is anyone there?
Sister Lorraine, can you hear me? Sister Lorraine.
Evidently, she can't hear us.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to reboot this server. It's going to take about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
And we will call back. What time is it? Is it 9:02 right now? Let's call back at 9:15. Okay.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Testing 1, 2, 3. Unmute yourself, Sister Lorraine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. I'm gonna play something. Let me know if you can hear this.
All the wisdom of the Egyptians, and yet we're supposed to believe this.
Did you hear that?
No, what was that?
I was playing off this video from this site. It's coming through my speaker, just like I'm hearing you now. Like you're hearing me talk, you should be able to hear that, but you can't.
I cannot. Is anyone else in the room?
No, they're not back yet.
Okay. I don't hear anything.
That is just weird. How can you hear my voice through the microphone, but you can't hear this video playing? But if I play music, you can hear it. If I play this, now if I play this, you're probably going to hear it. Did you hear
music? I can hear that. Yes, I can hear that.
That's weird as heck.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can. Okay, I sent everybody an email with a link to this site.
Yes. I saw that.
See if you can get on the site and get to this video.
My phone or my computer, does it matter?
I would think do it on the computer. It shouldn't matter, but I would say do it on your computer. Just open up another tab.
I've got it up. The link.
Okay. Go over to Israelite Apologetics, the red, you know, in the handbook.
Right.
Click that. And then that should bring you to, it says like most recent updates, introduction, section 1.
Right.
Come down to section 2, questions for the opposition.
Okay.
Click that. Right. And then you'll see where is the land of Ham in the Bible?
Yes.
Okay. You click that. Click the gray. Don't click Ham. Click the gray.
I got that.
And you see a map of Egypt in Africa.
Yes.
And then up under that it says suggested viewing.
Yes.
And there's a video. If you click that, that's the video that I'm using.
Okay.
Now, you played a video. Let me see if I hear the sound coming through your mic.
You want me to click on the video?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Here with another episode of Go Ask a Christian.
Pause.
Yeah, I can hear it coming through your mic. But whenever I play it, you guys can't hear it coming through my mic. But you can hear me talking.
Right.
That makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. It's crazy.
So if you play it, I can't hear you?
You can't hear the video playing.
No.
Just like I heard the video playing when you played it.
Right.
I can hear the sound. I'm going to play it.
Caucasian man came fresh out of Africa, leading people out of Africa. And we're not supposed to say anything because if we say it.
But you just didn't hear anything, did you?
No.
Yeah, see, that makes no sense whatsoever. So that's something on my end. It has to be something on my end, but it doesn't make sense to me because you shouldn't be able to hear me at all.
Right.
But when I'm playing, if I play music, you can hear it. Right. But I'm playing from this site, you can't hear it. And that makes no sense. And they're both coming out of my speaker.
Especially if you can hear me, does that make sense? That doesn't work when you play it.
Right. I can hear it when you play it. I can hear it when Sister Denise played it. But if I play it and it's coming back through my speakers, you can't hear it. But you can hear me talking.
Right.
That makes absolutely no sense to me. That should not happen. You shouldn't be able to hear me talk even. No, I can't.
Anything and point out that that's inaccurate. We're the ones in the wrong. We're the ones making about Rick.
It's like as soon as I play it, as soon as I play that, my speaker mutes because my speaker, my mic is not even showing that the video is talking. Like I can see, you know, like when you're on the site and you say something, you got a green bar that goes up and down?
Yeah.
Okay, when I'm talking, I can see the green bar. But if I play on this video.
Right. Not them paying thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions.
My mic mutes. It doesn't pick up that sound. Which is weird. Why would it do that? All right, testing 1, 2, 3. I see my mic moving. I play this from this site.
Tens of dollars to portray these false images to us. That's not a problem. That's not making it about race. That's not doing anything.
That's not playing anything. That it doesn't hear. You don't hear it.
Nope.
And my mic doesn't hear it. Now that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I talk. My mic picks it up. If I play music, my mic picks it up. But if I play that from that site, my mic is like it doesn't hear anything. That's crazy.
Thing wrong because if it's white, it's right. If it's
testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah. If I play this video, my mic says nothing is playing. It doesn't hear it. But as soon as I start talking. It hears. So I'm going to talk at the same time. See if
Can you share the video like you did before, see if it comes through?
Share it how?
You know how you send the link for us to see your desktop?
Yeah, I was doing that. Yeah, we were doing that. Yeah, that's how everybody was supposed to have been looking at it.
Yeah, but I don't have that link anymore, you know, that turns orange where you can pull up your...
Yeah, I'll do screen sharing again. Hold on. So you should have the screen sharing link now.
All right. Okay, I have it now.
And you should see that same website up.
Yes.
Now I'm going to play.
Black step back. It says, and the shepherds came and drove them away. But
you didn't hear anything, did you?
No.
I can hear it through my speaker here. This is, what the heck? I can play music. I play this music. And this is coming through my speaker, okay? Just like this site is coming through my speaker. My mic picks that up. But my mic doesn't pick up this site.
That's weird.
That makes absolutely 1,000% no sense. It's like his voice. It doesn't want to hear his voice. All right, I'm gonna play this site.
Moses stood up and helped them and watered
their
flock. And when they came to real,
could you hear him behind my voice?
No, say that again. Do it one more time.
I'm going to play him, and then I'm going to talk, okay?
Okay.
Testing one, two, three.
He said.
I could only hear you.
Wow. How is that possible? That is like, that is technically impossible, but it's doing it.
Right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to refresh this site. That's like you playing a song at home. You hear it coming out the speakers, but your daughter and your granddaughter can't hear it. and they're right there in the room with you, but you can hear it.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever.
Nope.
That is crazy. I wonder what happened to Sister Denise and Sister, I know why Sister Mary's having an issue.
And did you let them know that you rebooted the site?
Yeah, I let them know that it's back up. I told them to call back in it.
And about race, that's not doing anything wrong, because if it's white, it's right. If it's black, step back. And the shepherd.
Wow.
Still not playing.
Right. And wow. That makes absolutely. I can't even fathom how that would even happen. Technologically, I can't even understand how that would happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to move this mic. I'm going to play this. Well, that shouldn't even matter, because you can hear the music when I play it.
Came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered.
It's like something in his voice, it just does not pick up his voice, like there's nothing playing. That is. Let me see if I'm able to download this video from his site.
Their flock. And when they came to Reuel, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, their father, he said, how is it that ye are come so...
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to download this video to my computer.
Okay.
Open network stream. Okay. This just start playing from my computer. Let me see what happens. It's still downloading. Let me text them and tell them they can come back.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dante.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Here with
right.
Episode
but if I'm playing it from his site...
Yes.
If I'm playing it from his site, you can't hear it. That's weird. And it's coming through the same speakers.
Well, I heard it that time, though, but that's because you downloaded it.
Right. Right. Let me text them and let them know to come back.
Okay. You want me to stay here?
Yeah, you can stay here. Hey, you can come back in now.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Bye-bye. And ask Sister Mary.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shalom,
okay.
My sister. You can, Shalom, can you hear me?
I'm on my way back in.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Okay. All right, Sister Denise, this is going to be a test of you.
Okay.
Test of Christian. Today we're going to be talking about the land.
Yes, I can hear it.
You can hear that. But I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it from the website.
So soon today. And they said an Egyptian.
You couldn't hear that, though,
right.
Could you?
No, because I got to share. I got to go into the sharing, right?
No, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do that because it's what I'm saying is the same way that you're hearing it when I just played it.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out of my speaker, going through my mic. You should be able to hear it. But for whatever the reason, when I play it from the website, my mic don't hear it.
Oh,
even
okay.
Though my mic hears me talking, it don't hear the sound coming from that website, which is coming out of the same
You want me to share your screen?
No, I'm gonna reshare my screen here. I'm gonna put this up though. Let me see if you can see this video. Can you guys see? Yeah, go ahead and look at sharing screen and see if you can see that video that is up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play it from this video, which is I downloaded it to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you can hear it. But if I play it from their website, you can't hear it. Even though the sound is coming out of the same speaker, it don't make sense to me.
Mm.
So I'm going to start this. Everybody let me know if you can hear it.
Of Ham. But before that, if you want to support, go to Patreon.
Can everybody
hear
that?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay.
Yes.
And Sister Mary, were you able to hear that? Sister Lorraine?
I can hear it.
Okay. So I'm assuming that Sister Mary can hear it too then.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to play it from here, and you can see it on the screen, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Patreon.com/Dante Fortson. The patrons over there, they know about the new channel. If you guys are interested in crypto and real estate and stock investing, stuff like that, information is free on the new channel. I'm going to be announcing that soon, but the patrons are getting exclusive stuff, not charging for anything over there, not charging to join any programs, anything like that. So if you guys are interested in learning about that stuff on the new channel and getting exclusive-only content, go to patreon.com/Dante Fortson. And if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine as well. If you want to support via Cash App, you can do so with #VHITB. The PayPal link is in the description. And you are welcome to support via Super Chat and crypto as well. All right, today's episode of Go Ask a Christian is brought to you by undeniable full-color evidence of black Israelites in the Bible. If you're tired of debating people, you're tired of them lying and saying you're taking it out of context, and that's not what it means, and, you know, all that nonsense that they say when they don't want to talk about black history, go ahead and show them the pictures. The pictures speak for themselves. If you want to know the history, check out the Black Hebrew Awakening, the final 400 years of slaves in America. See what that's all about. See what historical sources we use. And then ask yourself why the so-called Christian church, I don't believe they're actually believers in Christ. Many of them, not all of them. I don't believe many of them are. But ask yourself why they won't tell you the truth about our history and why every time we start talking about our history, they want to shut it down and talk about something else. And yet when Europeans talk about their history, they don't want to shut that down and talk about anything else. So anyway, check out those two books. They're available on Amazon.com. Kindle format, paperback, and also Barnes & Noble and a bunch of other digital sites if you prefer to read digital. All right, go ahead, put your thumbs up. If you have not already done so, go ahead and click that subscribe button if you haven't already done so. And if you have, click the notification bell so you don't miss any of these. I have a bunch more of these coming. We need to start asking these people questions. And make sure you share these videos. It's real quick. Just click the share button. You can click Facebook, Twitter, text message, you can share it all kind of places. Take a second, share the videos, please, if you enjoy them. All right, so for those that don't know what Go Ask a Christian is all about, it's time that they start answering some questions that don't make sense about their doctrine and what they teach according to the Bible. And so we just look at things that are very obvious, very common sense, and we want to ask ask questions. You'll find a lot of people who doesn't want to answer questions. They don't want to talk about certain stuff. They want to shut down conversations. They want to have backroom meetings because they say the this information isn't for everybody. Y'all are here. Just listen long enough. This information isn't for everybody. We can't talk about this in public. They don't want to talk about it in public because they are a cult. And what cults do is when you don't believe what they want you to believe, they will outcast you. You guys have seen it. But anyway, check it out. Today we're going to be talking about the land of Ham. And I find this to be an interesting thing because if you guys have been following what's been going on back and forth between the UA community and the Israelite community, you will find that there have been a bunch of lies intentionally spread by the UA community. For example, one specific liar will say that, well, we don't have any Middle Eastern DNA, so we can't possibly be Israel because there's no way we have any Middle Eastern connections. And I'm going to show you today something interesting because that person calls himself a big Hamite, even though he's a big Shemite. We saw that from his DNA reveal. But he calls himself a big Hamite. And there's another one that calls himself a Cushite. So today we're going to look and see if there's any connection between Ham and Cush and the Middle East. And I'm going to be doing a separate study on Cush specifically, and Cush is tied to the Middle East. But today is about Ham's descendants in general. So the first verse we're going to look at comes from Psalms 105:23. It says, Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Now, anybody with a map and an internet connection and hopefully some common sense knows that Egypt is in Africa, the place that they tell black people, go back to Africa, go back to Africa. You never heard them tell a white person, go back to Africa. And yet today we're going to see that they try to sell us that white people were inhabiting Africa. So the land of Ham, and why is it called that? Because Hamites, black people, and not all black people come from Ham, I'll show you that today. Not all black people come from Ham. So Hamites dwelled in Egypt. This is important because I believe God foresees all of this nonsense coming from these liars. And so he put stuff in there to give us clues that these people are lying. So when they tell you that, oh, well, Egyptians weren't black, they were light-skinned Arab Middle Eastern, no, that's post-Greek, Roman, and Arab invasion. That's what they look like after they were raped and mixed into those populations through conquering, not what they look like before. So they'll try to tell you that these people always looked that way, and that's just simply not true. But then they'll tell you that Ham was black, and so we have a contradiction there when the Bible tells us that Egypt is the land of Ham, and they're saying that Ham is black people, and then they're trying to tell us, oh, except for these Hamites over here, these Hamites weren't black. These Hamites look different. They were Middle Eastern. And yet they come from Ham, just like Cush does. Says, he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. Psalms 105:26-27. Again, talking about Egypt. Same chapter, three different verses in reference to Egypt specifically being the land of Ham. So why is it that they don't drive this point home in the so-called Christian church? Now, when they tell you to support Israel and send your money over there to them other people, they'll sure mention all the Bible stuff then, but when it comes to talking about black people in the Bible, they don't want to have any mention of any black people at all whatsoever. They don't want to emphasize that, and there's a reason why. And some of you know that reason why. So now, in 1 Chronicles 4:39-40, it says the following. Now, this is important because this blows out the claim that there were no black people in the Middle East, and in order for you to claim any kind of Middle Eastern connection, you have to be black. You can't be black. You have to have Middle Eastern DNA, so to speak. But the fact is, both Hamites and Israelites claim Middle Eastern connection, and we see that right here in 1 Chronicles. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, and they found fat pasture and good. And the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. Who dwelt there? They of Ham. Now, Gedor is located right here, which is in Israel, as you can see on this. I didn't make this map. If you Google Gedor, G-E-D-O-R, you will get maps. And the maps will show you that Gedor is located in the land of Israel, or what we call the land of Israel today. I know some of you don't believe that's the land of Israel, and that's fine. But the fact is, what we call the land of Israel today, the majority of people, this is where Gedor is said to have been located. So how is it that you have some of these so-called Christians telling you that, oh, well, you can't possibly have any Middle Eastern connection? Well, it doesn't matter if you think I'm Hamite. Hamites have a Middle Eastern connection, clearly, from the Bible. And according to the Bible, Israelites were mistaken for Hamites. So how can somebody who doesn't know me personally, they don't know anything about my family history, how can they look at the Bible where it tells you Ham dwelt in the Middle East, and it tells you Israelites were mistaken for Hamites? How can you tell whether or not people that look like me are from Ham or they're from the line of Israel, or the line of Shem? They can't tell you that. This is how we know it's about race with them, because they don't look at a Ashkenazi and say, oh, well, you're definitely not the people of the book. But they will look at a black person not knowing anything about you. They don't know your family history. They don't know anything about you and say, well, you definitely can't be Israel. How do they know that? How can they make that statement? They're basing it 100% on skin color and then trying to tell us that we make it about skin color. They're trying to convince the world that we're the ones making it about skin color. Meanwhile, they're using our skin color to discriminate against us and say that we're not Israel. See, the devil, the serpent, was more subtle than any creature in the garden. That's how these people operate. And that's important to understand if you're a black Christian on the fence. Start paying attention to how these people operate. Listen to what they're telling you, and then read the words in the book. Grab maps, grab history books, and check whether or not what they're telling you is the truth. The book says the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So why aren't these people about the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help them God? So now, I showed this map on, I believe, the last episode, and this map is very accurate in the sense that it shows where Hamites settled, and it shows where Shemites settled, and Shemites being the descendants of Shem, and we know that Israel comes from the line of Shem. So we know that the land of Ham is here. We know that Ham had sons, Put, Cush, Mizraim, which is Egypt, and Canaan. But we also know from Scripture that the Cushites didn't just settle this way. The Cushites came all up and around here, established Nineveh and Shinar and Babel, this whole area of the Middle East. So now when you hear this person who claims to be a Christian believer yelling out he's a Cushite, and then you hear another one, the con man, the big Shemite, telling you that, well, you can't be Israelite because you have no connections to the Middle East. They need to explain to you that the Bible tells us that Cushites established the Middle East. The first world was under a Cushite, the first one world government, that some people call it, empire, rulership, was under a Cushite named Nimrod. It says, and Cush begat Nimrod. Who? Cush. Cush is a son of Ham. So wait, Nimrod was a black man? I mean, that's the only conclusion if you're going to tell us that Hamites are black, all Hamites are black. Big Hamite over there. So there's no way around this. Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth, and he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. That's the Middle East. And Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Y'all go do some research on the land of Shinar. That is the whole, what they call the Middle East. This is really North Africa or Northeast Africa. This is all part of Africa. And in fact, if you look up some of the maps, you will see that this is acknowledged on some maps as being part of Africa. This right here is the Sinai. All this right here where it says Canaan, you know, the descendants of Ham, where Israel is from or lived or moved to, however you want to phrase it. This is where Israel was, right here in Hamite territory. Abraham was called up out of Ur in this area, Cushite land, and then he traveled from Cushite land to Canaanite land into Egyptian land, and then it says he went south. So this way is north. Now let me go back. This way up is north. Over here to the right is east. Down is south, and to the left is west. So if he's in Egypt and he travels south before he goes into Canaan, it means he's traveling further in the Hamite territory. And we're going to do a separate study on Abraham and talk about his black kids, because Abraham did indeed 100% have black kids. Because we know Abraham's servant Hagar, or Sarah's servant Hagar, was an Egyptian, a Hamite. And he had Ishmael with her, and Ishmael was blessed. But we'll come back to that on a different note. So right here, we know that there is Cushite ties to the Middle East. There are Hamite.
Okay, I'm pausing it there for a minute. He said Abraham definitely had black kids through Hagar, right? And you'll have to unmute yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Abraham also had another wife. He had Sarah, he had Hagar, and he had a third wife named Keturah. Anybody remember reading that in the Bible?
Yes.
Okay, Keturah was also a Hamite. Okay, so all of Abraham's wives, well, we'll say two of them, were definitely black. And from what, you know, the world recognizes as coming from black race, the black races. The Assyrians are known to be Hamites, and they were black. Okay, and so I want you to keep that in mind, because when he says that Moses was mistaken for an Egyptian, but the Egyptians weren't in charge of Egypt when Moses was born. It was the Assyrians that were in charge, and they were also black. All right, so I'll go ahead and continue to play this.
Ties all through the Middle East, and yet they're telling us there's no way we could be possibly Israel, even though Israelites were mistaken for Hamites all throughout Scripture. We have Joseph. His brothers couldn't tell him apart from the other Egyptians. We have Moses, who helped the girls. We'll read about that in a second. They couldn't tell Moses apart from the Egyptians. When Jacob died and they went to mourn his death, they thought the people were Egyptians. The Canaanites thought they were Egyptians. When Paul is taken into custody, he's mistaken for an Egyptian. Hamites, they're not mistaken for Europeans or descendants of Japheth or anybody else. They're specifically mistaken for Hamites. And yet, this is the nonsense we're fed right here. Charlton Heston. This is supposed to be Moses, fresh out of Africa. Because remember, Moses had fled from Africa because he was raised in an African household, a.k.a. Egyptian household. He was given an African name. Remember, the daughter of Pharaoh named Moses. That wasn't an Israelite name. He was named Moses by an Egyptian. He was trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And yet we're supposed to believe that this Caucasian man came fresh out of Africa, leading people out of Africa. And we're not supposed to say anything, because if we say anything and point out that that's inaccurate, we're the ones in the wrong. We're the ones making it about race, not them paying thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to portray these false images to us. That's not a problem. That's not making it about race. That's not doing anything wrong, because if it's white, it's right. If it's black, step back. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, their father, he said, "How is it that ye are come so soon today?" And they said, an Egyptian, a Hamite, delivered us out of the land of the shepherds and out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. Exodus 2:17-19. So how is it that they're calling Moses a Hamite, and today we see the clown over there calling himself Big Hamite, and we see what he looks like. We see his skin color. He's saying he's a Big Hamite. We see the other one saying he's a Cushite. And later on, Moses is going to marry a Cushite woman. FYI. So if you want to know what a Cushite looks like, go over to that channel and look at the dude yelling about being a Cushite. And if you want to know what Hamites look like, the ones Moses was mistaken for, go over to the clown channel and see the dude that calls himself the Big Hamite. Something don't add up with their doctrine. How is it that Moses was mistaken for people that look like them And yet they're telling people that look like them they can't possibly be Israel because they have no Middle Eastern connection. And this is an assumption. Again, they don't know us personally. And when we pull the DNA, it proves them wrong. So the questions that you guys need to be asking, and I just think this picture is hilarious right here, because we're supposed to believe, now the narrative is they mistook Moses for an Egyptian because he was dressed like them. I don't care how this Caucasian man dresses. I'm not going to mistake him for an Egyptian. He doesn't look like an Egyptian. He looks like a Caucasian man in a costume. And people with common sense back then that knew what the Egyptians looked like never would have mistook him for an Egyptian. Furthermore, if you get deep enough into their doctrine, they will tell you that Japheth is the origin of European. And we don't see a European mention in the whole thing. But let me go back to this map. You don't see any Japheth around here. Matter of fact, you see Ham, you see Shem, and this is color-coded, and some of the maps have Japheth included up north in a different color. So you guys may want to look that up. But right here, it only shows Ham and Shem. Where's Japheth at? How are you giving us Europeans to look at in your movies and in your pictures and on your posters and all your books? They're giving us Europeans to look at, and yet the Bible doesn't mention anybody from Japheth being down in this area mixing with anybody. Nobody in here being mistaken for Japheth. Now, there's a settlement called Harosheth of the Gentiles, which I've talked about before in some of the studies, and they've dug that up, and it's a single European, like, fortress or bunker or, you know, stuff like that, a settlement that links back to Europe, showing that they had trade involved, but the Europeans weren't living down there and mixing with these people. That came later through invasion. So they feed us this nonsense. They give us this nonsense right here. And again, we're not supposed to say anything. Wait a minute. That's not what Egyptians look like. Oh, you're making it about race. You're making it about skin color. You're worshiping the flesh. No, you all are. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be changing everything to images of white people. You wouldn't be trying to make Hamites lily white. You wouldn't be trying to make Israelites white when it says they were mistaken for Hamites. You would just be honest if it wasn't about race. So these people who call themselves Christians and yet don't behave in the manner of what the book says, they lie and they deceive people intentionally. This is not an accident. You don't pay this much money and put out this much nonsense by accident. This is all on purpose. It says, so the first question, why not tell the whole truth about who inhabited Egypt? Why do they always try to make it out as if these people weren't Hamites? Because they've been telling us Ham was black the whole time. And again, I said God anticipates this stuff, which is why we know Ham is black. So when they come back and try to lie to you and tell you that these people look like this, no, they weren't mistaken for Egyptians. That's not what the Bible says they look like. This is a lie. This is a lie we should all reject. Why not tell the truth about who Israel looked like? Why not just say, hey, they look like Hamites, and we've been telling y'all Hamites are black, therefore A plus B equals C. The real Israelites were black people. And for those that, I don't even know why I'm commenting on that, but for those that ain't of our culture that don't know how we use the word black, maybe you should learn. Because if you listen to Vocab Malone, he sounds dumb. When he talks about, oh, well, I don't attack black people, yes, you do. He attacks black people and specifically black people. He just doesn't understand how we use the words. If you go back and listen to some of the interviews, when you hear black people describing themselves as mahogany and other things, I think it was Sister E. He says, oh, you're making black people sound weird. I'm gonna grab that clip for you guys. You're making black people sound weird because he doesn't know anything about our culture. He's just a poser, an imposter. Y'all know we used to call them white dudes try to act black. Why not make movies with people that look like the people from the area at that time? See, it's nothing to cast somebody as what those people look like. I'm sure they could have found plenty of people. But no, they wanted a Caucasian to play the savior of God's people. They wanted a Caucasian to be the hero. And that's not how God did it. God didn't make a Caucasian the hero. God didn't put Caucasians up on a pedestal and say, you are my people. He did that with people that look like Hamites. Call it what you want to call it. They look like Hamites. Why are European Christian filmmakers told it's not about race when they choose to only cast Caucasians to play Hamite and Israelite roles? So we're looking at this right now. We see a Caucasian as an Egyptian, a Caucasian as Moses, and yet when I was in the Christian church, and many of you, you never once heard them go to these Caucasian filmmakers and say, you're making it about race. It's not about skin color. Don't make these people white. But if we did it and we made a movie with black people, all of a sudden, oh, you're making it about race. Well, how is it we're making it about race if we cast somebody who looks like us, but if they cast somebody who looks like them, it's not about race. It makes no sense. It's a contradictory and deceptive false cult. It's a, what do I call it, a racist death cult. That's all modern-day Christianity is, a racist death cult. Why aren't they honest about the Middle East actually being North Africa? How many times have they told you that the Middle East is considered part of Africa? They changed the name to the Middle East in the 1800s to disassociate it with Africa. That's why there's no Middle North, West, or South, but somehow there's a Middle East. That doesn't even make sense geographically. So let's look at the five common cop-outs. I grabbed this picture from National Geographic, Black Pharaohs, Conquerors of Ancient Egypt, because they like to deny that anything black was happening in the land of Ham, even though we're told that Ham is black. And I know I keep repeating myself because I'm driving the point home. This isn't only for Israelites. This is for those black Christians on the fence who have never thought about some of this stuff and haven't asked these questions, or they themselves have used the cop-out that, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, why does the Bible give us so many details about who was there? Why does the Bible make sure we know that they looked like the Egyptians? Because if it wasn't about that, God wouldn't go out of his way to let us know. That's if you believe the Bible is the Word of God. And if you don't believe the Bible is the Word of God, I mean, this discussion isn't for you. But if you believe the Bible is the Word of God, then there's a reason God told us that Israelites look like Egyptians. And for somebody to say anything opposite of that means that they're putting themselves in the place of God, saying they know more than God. That does not sound like Christ. That sounds more satanic. It doesn't sound like they're following Christ. So the five common cop-outs is not about that. It is about that. It is 100% about that, because my Bible says that Israelites were mistaken for Hamites. So, yes, it becomes about that because God said it, and that settles it. Isn't that what they say in a lot of churches? God said it, and that settles it. Well, my Bible says the Israelites look like Hamites. Moses was mistaken for a Hamite, and specifically an Egyptian. Well, now we're going to talk about it. It's not about skin color. Yes, it is. How else was Moses mistaken for an Egyptian? Why else did they think Moses was an Egyptian if it wasn't his skin color? You're going to tell me that Charlton Heston dressed in Egyptian clothing would be mistaken for an Egyptian? It sounds ridiculous. When Job says, my skin is black upon me, they're trying to say it's not about skin color. Well, he just said his skin is black. When Jeremiah talks about their skin changing from ruddy to black, I'm not talking about the verse, I'm black unto the ground. I'm talking about when he says their bodies were more ruddy than rubies. And then he says they become black. He says their faces were black like an oven. Black like an oven. That's a simile, not a metaphor. Black like an oven. I don't know what else he could be talking about. He's not talking about that they were sad. He was comparing their color. So when your Bible says, yes, it is about that, and don't let anybody tell you it's not about that, because that person's a liar and a deceiver. That shouldn't be our focus. Now ask yourself, what kind of person who says they believe in the Bible, a so-called Christian, what kind of Christian would tell you that the Bible and the stuff in it should not be our focus? Again, deceptive and satanic. The truth shall set you free. You're putting culture over Christ. No, I'm not. It's not putting culture over Christ, to be honest. It's not putting culture over Christ to tell the truth about history. It's not putting culture over Christ to point out that the Bible says these people look like these people, and you're trying to show me these other people who don't look like either one of these people. It's not putting culture over Christ to talk about that. What's putting culture over Christ is setting aside a day or a week to celebrate European culture and putting up a European tree and taking European days off of work and spending hundreds and thousands of dollars to celebrate European stuff and putting on European parades to celebrate European culture. We're not out here doing any of that. They're out there doing that and telling us we're putting culture over Christ. No, that's the Christian church. And finally, you're being carnal and serving the flesh. No, putting up that Christmas tree is being carnal and serving the flesh, because that ain't got nothing to do with God and ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That has to do with European tradition that you want to take part in. Same thing with Easter. Why is it, let me ask this, I'm going to do a video on this, but let me ask this while we're here. Why is it that Christ has to share his day with others? Why is it that Christians make Christ share his day? They say Easter is about the resurrection, and yet Christ has to share his day with a bunny. They say Christmas is about celebrating Christ, and yet he has to share his day with the Catholic saint, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Santa Claus. Why is it these so-called Christians make Christ share his day? These are questions you really need to start asking. I'm going to do a separate show on that. So don't let these people use these common cop-outs. Ask the questions because you deserve answers. We done set up in that church and gave tithes and stuff, a lot of us for a lot of our lives, tithes and financially supported the church, and then you want answers, and they're going to tell you to shut up. No, they owe you some answers, and you deserve the answers. The book says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And anybody that doesn't want to give you the whole truth does not want you to be free. And ask yourself why they don't want you to be free. All right, so make sure you thumbs up this video. Make sure you like and subscribe. That's it for now. So till next time, I'm out.
All right, so let's do some discussion here. Because we know that Christianity, but not just Christianity, the cultures that we live in, which are predominantly that we live in, okay, and the European cultures, prior to the late 1800s, and I believe the Middle East can even come around in the 1800s. I have to check his date, but my understanding is that the term Middle East did not come into being until World War I or World War II. Okay. Prior to that, that area was known as Africa. So let's do something here. Let's do a little bit of research. Let me... Let me know if you can see my screen still.
I can.
Okay. And we're going to do this. Okay. So can anybody see this on my screen?
I can.
Okay. The Middle East was originally coined in the late 19th century. It was never called the Middle East before then, okay, by the British, along with other Eurocentric geographic terms such as Near East, the Eastern Mediterranean region, the closest to Europe, and the Far East, China, Japan, Korea, and other East Asian entities much further away from Europe. So this is a Eurocentric what term? And they call it the Middle East because of where it's located from them. But it was never known as the Middle East prior to that. It was known at that area was known as Africa. Okay, and you have to wonder what is the reason for calling it the Middle East? Because they don't want to associate Israel with Africa. Okay. Can everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Egypt is a part of the continent of Africa. When we say Africa, there are many countries in Africa, right?
Yeah.
So how can we be African Americans? Because is America, is there more than one America?
No.
Yes, there is.
There's more than one America. More
there's
than
South
one.
America and North America.
Oh. There's even Central America.
Okay.
So America is not a country. The United States of America is a country. But America by itself is a continent. Two continents, actually.
Gotcha.
North American continent and the South American continent. And then we got the peninsula of what? Central America? So when they call us African American, they're saying that we come from what? two continents.
Excuse me.
When they say we are African American, since America is actually three different locations, Central America, North America, and South America, where does it say we come from?
Africa.
Uh-uh. Didn't say we come from Africa. Because what part of America do we come from? If we say American, and you got North America and let's just say South America, you don't really identify where we're coming from. Well, are you from North America or are you from South America? They could actually ask, are you from Central America? You just said you're what, American? And then they say African. Africa is a continent all by itself. What country do you come from in Africa?
Right.
So when we, you know, they identified us and we accepted the way that they were identified us. And we really should stop doing that. Even on the form, we should pick other.
That's what I do.
Amen. Amen. All of us should do that. Pick other.
I do too.
Amen. Because we're not African purely, and we're not American purely. If you talk to some other ethnicity that comes to this country, they will say, I'm German American. I'm Italian American. Is Germany a country? It ain't a trick question.
Yeah.
Germany is actually a country, right?
Yeah.
They will say, I'm Spanish American. Now, Spain is actually a country, right? So you can say that you're from Spain and you are living in America on one of the American continents. But when you say African American, you're saying you're from the continent of Africa and you're from the continent of America. But they don't even say which America you are from. So let's pull up a map. Because are words important?
Yes, they are.
So, when I pull up a map that says the Americas, does it just pull up the United States once it comes on the screen? Does that map just show the United States?
No.
No.
Because I said the America. So there's more than one, right?
Right.
We got South America. We got Central America. We got North America. We got Canada, which is considered part of North America. So when we allow them to define us, they made us whatever they wanted us to be. You don't belong to anybody.
Right.
Okay, and this is important. So they didn't say you were United States Africans. They didn't say African United States of Americans. They just called us African Americans, and that means we could belong to North, Central, or South America. And we could belong, let's look up Africa. Get off of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
back to Google. Now, and I also want to show you something else here, too. I'm going to just pull up this map. This is supposed to depict Africa in its actual size, but it still doesn't. Now, well, let's see what they did here. Now, you see what they did? They took Russia, and they overlaid it with Africa. Everybody see that on this map? Actual size?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice they didn't put the United States up there? The actual size of the United States versus Russia? Let's see if they got it further down. Okay, they put it right here. So let's look at this map. I'm going to see if I can blow this up. All right, everybody can see this map, right?
Yes.
Countries that fit into Africa. So number one is the United States. Where is the United States fitting into? Anybody know what region of Africa that is? United States is number one. So it's the gray area. What area of Africa is that?
15.
Huh?
15.
15? No, that's South Africa. Look at number one. That's the gray area up there on that map, number one?
North Africa.
It's North Africa, but what's in North Africa? What desert? What desert is in North Africa?
Desert. The Sahara Desert?
The Sahara Desert. The United States actually will fit inside of the Sahara Desert. The entire United States. That still leaves all of this stuff. We see we're starting with 2, 3, 4, 5 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And going down. That leaves all of that of Africa that if you put the United States inside of it, that's how the United States fits. Now they turn the United States. If you look at that map, the map of the United States is what? Upside down. Can you guys see that? Okay, geography students.
Florida right up there at the tip.
Huh?
I can see Florida right up there at the tip.
Right, Florida's on the left tip, right?
Right.
And Texas is in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
See that tip coming off the top? That's Texas. And then over on the right, that coming off of the right side of Africa is Alaska. That means in the bottom left of that gray, that's got to be what, Maine?
Right.
Okay, so they flipped the United States upside down and said that's how it would fit. Okay. No, thank you. But when you look at an actual map, Africa, they portray it as, does it look like this will fit inside of here?
No.
Does it look like the United States would fit inside this Sahara Desert on this map?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the actual size. Africa is actually what, huge? So Africa would take up most of Europe, all of the European continent, most of the Europe. That's why they use Russia, okay? Because Russia is the biggest country in, let's go back up here. Russia is the biggest country in Europe. And when you compare it to Africa, then that's how it lays out. Okay, so they don't want, the narrative has always been to what? Belittle Africa and anybody from Africa, and always pump up and make seem larger, better, people that are from Europe. Everybody understand that? That's always been the narrative. That's always been the way that they have portrayed things. So what he was talking about in this video was a picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
Yes.
If I show you, say, that that Moses looked like Charlton Heston, then, and you see that in a movie, then most people are going to believe that Moses really was a representation of the Hebrew people. And that's what they believe. That's how they look like. Now, do you think that that was by accident?
No, it wasn't by accident.
No, it wasn't by accident. Matter of fact, at the time that they made that movie, what roles could most races get? They couldn't get those roles. So if you
right.
were if you were black, you were a maid, or you were
a
butler,
or
something, or cook.
Right.
But you weren't gonna be no leading actor in a movie, and they definitely weren't gonna portray the people in the Bible for who they were, because they know.
I believe that.
So it's a fact they know. I've listened to different interviews and discussions concerning the same topic about Hollywood and how even they have white people portraying who? The Indians. And anybody used to watch The Lone Ranger?
I did.
Yeah, I used to watch The Lone Ranger.
That was a white man portraying an Indian.
Yeah.
Tonto. And they said, why didn't you get an Indian? Because they didn't want an Indian to portray Tonto. They want everything to be whitewashed. Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, the real Tonto was a black Indian, or he was black. Let me look that up.
Thank
Okay, he was a fictional character that was made up, but he was played by a white man. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the site. Okay. We're after 10 right now, so we'll stop here for today. Any questions as far as the video today?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Comments.
Very informative.
Hey man, I think when we start looking into actually the readings like we did before, I think the actual historical text of the different nations and what they say about us, you know, say who the Jews were and all that kind of stuff is going to be more informative, more information. Than what we've ever had. And then Sister Mary, are you free to talk? Okay. When we hang up, Sister Mary, off of this call, off of this today, I want you to give me a call, if you're able.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All
right. So I'm gonna go ahead and let me have Sister Denise to pray us out.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Lord, thank you for the history lesson, Lord. Thank you for, I just want to say thank you, Father, for this and every day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. In Yeshua's precious name, amen. All right. We will meet again on Tuesday for newcomers. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have, you know, before we go, let me do this real quick. This is the testing site that I'm working on, and I will start. I tried to upload some questions to a Word document, and for whatever the reason, they didn't upload correctly. I don't know if it's going to mess up stuff. I had uploaded some questions before, and I was trying to get like 300 questions to mass upload through this capability of the site right here, but they didn't work, and I'm not sure what effect it's going to have on what it's going to have on the site. I might have to start over and recreate everything because those questions that are in there may not come up and work. These were test questions that I had done, but I'm going to tie it to, you know, I'm going to make a trivia. These were trivia questions, and but I'm going to tie it to the newcomers class so that each lesson that we go through, you're able to, you know, test on it. And at the end, then you will, you know, get the certificate. Once you pass everything, you'll get the certificate saying that you've passed the newcomers class, so forth and so on, like I promised from the beginning. So it's finally in the works. You know, I found the script that I had been using years ago. When you don't do something in years and you forget certain aspects of it, and in the code, the coding and everything, because there was errors and things like that, and everything wasn't working the way it was supposed to. So trying to figure back out, you know, just how this code works and remember how it works, and then, you know, go back in and do corrections. That's what I've been concentrating on. And, you know, if the site is not secure, then your browser doesn't want to show it. That kind of stuff. So fixing those types of things. So once I get everything up and running, then, you know, I will give it to you guys and I will make it part of the newcomers class. With that being said, love you all, and I pray that you have a rich and a blessed day. And Sister Mary, I will give you a call as soon as we end here. All right, Sister Denise, be blessed, and let me do the, I think we've been recording all this time, so it's going to be a mess, but oh well. Let me go to the studio.
So have a nice evening, Brother Miles.
All right, you too, Sister Denise and Sister Lorraine. I know you called in on the site. We're gonna go ahead and end. It's after 10, and I'm just gonna play the theme song, and then I'm gonna call my sister and see if we can have a good little chat here. All right.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings.
Teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. without you, there's no need. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, I
Okay, Brother Miles.